Those in Parshat Bamidbar.
Next week, Mr. Shem is going to be Shavuos, as you all know. The truth is the Simcha of Shavuos really starts already from today, from Rosh Chodesh. The biggest Simcha for anyone is, of course, that there's no Tachanun now. Rosh Chodesh, we don't see Tachanun. After that, we have the days of Achonu, when the Yidden came to Matan Torah, getting ready for the Yom Tov, we don't see Tachanun. We have Shavuos, we don't see Tachanun. Then we have the days of Ashlomo, to bring the Korban, after Yom Tov, which we don't see Tachanun. So we end up on Zayin Tachanun until Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet of the month. So already the Hashpos of the Yom Tov already with us, already now, from Rosh Chodesh, we're getting ready for the Yom Tov. Now seeing as this year Shavuos is Motzei Shabbos, so there are various halachas which negate this year because we have Shabbos as Erev Yom Tov. The first thing to know is, of course you can't do any hachonah on Shabbos for Yom Tov. You can't do anything on Shabbos to get ready for Yom Tov. Want to get the table organized, take stuff in and out, fridge, freezer, heat stuff out, all this stuff will all be awesome to do on Shabbos Vyontov. Shabbos is not Mechin Vyontov, therefore you got to wait till Nacht before you start any sort of preparation Vyontov. That's fairly simple, I think most people know that. What sometimes people forget is the Shulchan Aruch says you can't even do something which looks like a regular act if you are saying, if your intention is you're doing it Vyontov L'moshel. The Shulchan Aruch's example is Shavuos night, a lot of people want to stay up. Even if you don't stay up to learn, it's late anyway. Nacht is quite late, and then you got Sud afterwards. Therefore, many people want to sleep on Shabbos, they won't be tired for Yom Tov. The Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to go to sleep on Shabbos and say, I'm sleeping in order that I'll be awake tonight. And I'm okay tonight to be awake. So,
what to learn tonight?
Oh, even so, you're now sleeping in order to prepare yourself for tonight. So learning is like a mitzvah, so yeah, I was thinking maybe. But to say, so the thumb is you go to sleep, there's no problem going to sleep. But you mustn't say that you're going to sleep in order to have kochos for tonight. So sometimes people say, oh, I need to go to sleep, it's a late night tonight. You mustn't say that, you go to sleep because you're allowed to go to sleep on Shabbos, there's nothing wrong. But if you say you're doing it in order, because tonight you have a schedule, that's a problem, vachona, sov vachona on Shabbos. Another halacha negeh is Shalashudos, the person should have early for Shasirus Lechatchila. Shasirus printed on the Luach, it's quite late, five, half past five, Baruch. You should start Shalashudos before then, Lechatchila, because you want to have another Suda on Yom Tov by night, on the Shabbos, therefore you should be hungry for it. Anyway, practically speaking, these Shalashudos, you see people in the summer, these sort of weeks, comes Melav Malka and they struggle to eat, so now you have a proper chiv suda on Yom Tov. Therefore, you for sure make sure, even without Shas series, every practically speaking, you should make sure to have it early. The other classic challenge that comes up when you've got this sort of situation is comes Motzei Shabbos, people want to have their suda, either miti or milchig, and they're ready, fleishig, or they had hard cheese by shalashudas, they ate late, so you're running into your 6 hours. So you should anyway be watching out that you stay clear for the 6 hour radius of meat or milk, or whatever, hard cheese. So if it comes to the night, you'll have a problem. So there's many reasons why you should watch out Shashos should be early. So it comes Yom Tov, Vitaka, eat, let the oven, and you're not even eating after Shas series. Okay, another halacha negates Shavuos. The minhag is people have flowers on Shavuos around the house, around the shul. It used to be all sorts of greenery, but the Chaldim brings the Gaon of Mavachal trees, because the Goyim copied it, if we didn't want to do the same. But flowers, the minhag is taka to have. So there's many halachos negeh to flowers which people should be aware of. Whenever you have Shabbos, every Shabbos you have, people have flowers. You have to be aware of different halachos. Firstly, that you can't put flowers back in if they're not fully opened, which happens a lot. The vase gets knocked over, the flowers fall out. If the flowers are not fully blossomed, it's a problem putting them back in on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because you're enabling them to finish off the growing process. Therefore, if they do fall out, the best is if you don't put it in at all, because you're, unless you're very confident that it's fully blossomed, it's not growing more, then you'll be able to put it back in to the water on Shabbos or Yom Tov. There's another shayla as well. As the boys can ask, Right at the beginning of the whole story of flowers, how does it work? How come you're allowed flowers on your table on Shabbos? Come Shabbos morning, you open the curtains. How do flowers grow? All plantation grows with light, air. How can you open the front door? How can you open the curtains? You let the sunlight in. So this is a whole chat that Boisim discuss, and there are those that are machmata could not have flowers for this reason. The Boisim and Yash and the Minik say there's a psychoracious, like Nichalet, Klachiyat, whatever Mahalchim, to bring it down as much as you can. Many, many drabonons, once you have a couple of drabonons together, psychoracious, like Nichalet, you could be Mekel. So that's what they're allowed. But to positively move the flowers to a place, especially if you have intention that let's put it in the sunlight, that's for sure, sir. The only heter is when you're opening the curtains, so you're not trying to affect the flowers. I want light, sunlight, I want air for myself. It's been very sure it'll affect the flowers. But to do it with intention, you do it for the flowers, or to move the flowers to a place where they will grow better, that's for sure going to be also on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Plant pots are usually always asked to move, therefore if you have a plant pot, that's much worse because it's got earth inside, so to move that is usually always also. If you do want to have plants, don't put them on the table, put them on the side, but plants, big problem, they tip over on Shabbos, which is the biggest problem. You got kids flying around and bikes and cars and suddenly the plants fall over, you got a big problem. Plants, but dark cloud are always also to move. There's another shadow which is not so, and again, sometimes they have toloim, they've got little flies and all sorts of. So if it's on the table, you're eating it, you got to watch out. It's not so common, but it can happen. Sometimes you see little things moving on the flowers, you got to watch out. But another problem which is very negative, I've never seen anyone discuss, I'm not sure why, and I think it's very problematic. Shaila that can arise, and that is when flowers are in water for a while, a couple of days, a week, a bit longer sometimes, the water starts to react to the flowers, to the stems, the stalks, and it starts to smell. Now, when you're sitting, always can you smell it? Could be it's confined to the vase. If you have a smell, even if it's confined, you usually have to be dalet amos, depending on the situation, you usually have to be dalet amos away from the smell. So even though you can't smell it where you are, that's no problem. But if you go nearer and nearer, right up to the vase, you can smell it, you may have to be dalet amos away from that smell. So if you're not dalet amos, sitting around the table, and you don't want divriteria, zmiris, benching, you got a problem of the smell in the water. So a couple of days normally it doesn't smell, even after it has a slight smell, which is not always so unpleasant. But you leave it for a week, someone was telling me his halacha, I was talking to him about it in my house. Actually, I went over to the vase and checked. There wasn't smell, it wasn't a bad smell, but it was there, the flowers were there for a couple of days. You could smell that something was going on. You give it a while, it develops the smell, and then get worse. You must watch out. Flowers have been around for a week for sure, you've got to always check for Shabbos that they're still okay. Once they have a bad smell, even within the vase, you've got to be dalidams away from that. Okay, so that's a few shalas in the gate to flowers. But now we're going to discuss the halachas of Yom Tov. Yom Tov is not dafka for sure, so it's any Yom Tov. But these halachas are somewhat ambiguous, people aren't always, they approach it with a lot of hesitation, comes to the Chos Yom Tov L'maisa, it's not so complicated, but we'll try and discuss the main Rosh HaProkim and explain a little bit the halachas of Yom Tov. The first halacha to know is, which crosses the board of the Chos Yom Tov, is that any malacha that could have been done before Yom Tov must be done before Yom Tov. That means you can't come to Yom Tov and say, do you know what, I'll leave this for Yom Tov, I'll do it. Everything that can be done for Yom Tov must be done before Yom Tov, and unless it compromises the taste of the food. The Moshul comes, this is not a gig, the Shabbos Yom Tov, but normally Yom Tov is the Moshul Sunday night. So Sunday, you can put your food on before Shkia on the hot plate, or you can put it on Yom Tov. Now if it's going to burn out the soup or ruin the meat, whatever's going to happen, then for sure you put it on Yom Tov, no problem. If you can avoid it by putting on before Yom Tov, and you put on before Shabbos, then for sure you have to do that. So only if it will ruin it, the Moshul, meat usually can get burnt, soup can bubble away, then you can say, fine, I have a cheshbon, I want to put it on Yom Tov. Come from Marif, put on, no problem. But if there's nothing going to affect the food b'chlal, you should put it on before Yom Tov. So it comes to any Shaila Boyer, the classic Shaila Boyer, many, many scenarios, even the Boyer Pesans Mut on Yom Tov, we'll discuss the Pratim in a minute. But before you even get to the Pratim, if you can avoid the Shaila Boyer, for sure you got to avoid it. The Marshal, if your freezer is like, I'm going to get your freezer full of all sorts of exciting things, and all this one big mess, you want to dig deep and try and find the Chalas, the ice cream in the back. If it's going to be a matzav of a taruvas, lechatchili should sort out before it comes to Yom Tov. You can't say, you know what, Yom Tov, boy, no problem. It's only if you come to Yom Tov and you didn't do it, then you're allowed to do it to enable the free flow of food and whatever you need to do. But you can't lechatchili approach Yom Tov, say, these things I'm leaving for Yom Tov. If you didn't do it, very good. This is very, very nagea. It's nagea as well, toichen. You want to cut for a salad. So Shabbos, you know, toichen, problem, you can have full Shabbos. We do a shinoi on Shabbos, do bigger. Yom Tov, you think, oh, great, I'll do it on Yom Tov. And you realize you can't leave it for Yom Tov purposely. So if it's food that gets ruined, the Marshal wasn't discussed by Pesach, the horseradish. You want to grate the horseradish, so if you do it too early, it will lose its taste. Some things, you do it too early, it ruins it. Lemaisa, most things don't get ruined. Therefore, toichen lechatchil is always done beforehand. If you didn't do beforehand, then you do like you do for all malachas that you forgot to do before yontif. You do it as shinui. What's the shinui by toichen? Same as Shabbos. Shabbos always doing a shinui, slightly larger, some machlosuda, or another practical way of a shinui on toichen. Whenever you want to grate, cut things up. When you're cutting up a salad, that's ready toichen. There, the Chayotim says if you cut it straight on the table, not on a plate, it's also a shinui. If you want to make salad, you've got to cut whatever, the vegetables, for Shabbos, for Yom Tov. So you cut it straight on the table, and then just put it into the bowl afterwards. That's a shinui for toichen. There's other things they talk about by bishul. What's the shinui for bishul? There you want to put on your meat, you realize, oh, I could have put it on for Yom Tov, no reason why not. I want to put it on now, you got to do a shinui. So a shinui is against like Shabbos. Well, you only do the Tanaim Chazorah, but you put on with a blech. A blech always got a din of a shinui. There's boys discuss all different shinui. Losh, there's always the shinui, everyone is by Losh. And Shabbos do the around, put in the water first, and then the hard stuff. So you've always got the shinui of Shabbos that you apply on Yom Tov if you've got to do it before Yom Tov. But lechatchila, everything's done before Yom Tov, unless we'll change or we'll compromise the taste, then there's no chiv to do for Yom Tov. Right, but only if you couldn't have done for Yom Tov. I mean, you could only have the most for Yom Tov. So if it's something where you didn't think about, you didn't realize, or you didn't have time, it's another example, it couldn't have been done beforehand, that's no problem. But something that you thought, yeah, I could do it, but do not have more time on Yom Tov, do it then, that's a problem. Someone asked me the other day, he's making a mushroom sauce, and he wants to put in some, to thicken it up, put in flour with water. So that's a mamash alosh, flour and water, that's classic losh. So I told him, you have to do for Yom Tov. He does for Yom Tov, it gets congealed in the freezer, problems. I said, then no problem, you do it on Yom Tov, because it'll compromise the taste, it won't come out, the desired effect. But there's no chilek at all, for sure you do for Yom Tov. Another halacha on Yom Tov, that is, you can't do any malacha on Yom Tov for the next day. But the next day is Yom Tov, the next day is Shabbos, the next day is weekday, no difference. So it comes first day Yom Tov, you want to do something for second day Yom Tov, that's always going to be asa. Someone was just telling me the other day, he wants to go to his parents first day, and he's walking back home to Preswich second day. So he's asked me, any shadows, any problems? I said, yeah, but you can't take anything with you for second day. That means you're leaving late, you're not bringing the kids dummy with, all these things which are only for tonight, that's a problem. So he said to me, yeah, he doesn't have any problems, all he takes with is cheesecake. His parents are not making cheesecake. I said, no problem, but if you're meaty, that's a problem. You can't eat the cheesecake, right? Well, whatever, you're going to be not be mocked till next. So will you bring? You clearly bring it for tomorrow. Oh, so if you think someone else will possibly eat it, if it's just a four of rochik thing, that brings it down to a drabonon. But it'll still be a drabonon. If you know practically you can give it to the kids, or there's some need for it, that's no problem. But if you know that there's nothing till tonight, till tomorrow, or tonight, till after necht, that's a problem. You can't prepare for that. Even though it's yontif yontif, you can't prepare for the next day. Sorry? Well, there's two problems. First, you are ma'aseh v'achonah, taking and putting it in your buggy, your bag, whatever, and taking it with you. Number two is you have a bigger problem. You melacha d'araisa v'itzah. I'm saying, if you're not relying on the erev, you're carrying any melacha, you practically speaking, you're taking something and carrying it outside. Why? For tomorrow. So you're doing a melacha for tomorrow.
You're giving it on Shabbos then. You give it to your parents, in laws, whatever you give it to. You give it to them on Shabbos. They're cutting on Shabbos.
No, so if you give it a present, that's okay, because they're happy that he gets it now. But in this case, he was bringing it home from his parents, or parents are bringing it home back to his own house, so he's bringing it home now. Someone goes, well, the Shai last year, he was eating out second night by his parents, brothers-in-law, and he wanted to bring in some fiyat, meat and stuff, which he made, wanted to bring with. Again, you can't bring it now, you got Shai Lava Yitzah, you're carrying, and besides it, you got Shai Lava Chana, you can't do a melacha now for tomorrow. The keys, they're also a classic shayla.
No, yeah. You need to use the house, like, to turn it before turn. The time you get home, from there, you can't carry keys.
Oh, so a key is a big shayla. Mishmura discusses it, Barichos. He says the head of the key, some voice can say, is because you want to protect all the stuff in your house. Therefore, it's tzorechontav. I won't have any food for, well, the truth is your example is a bit worse, because it's tzorechontav for tomorrow. So you got a bigger shayla. The ma'ariz says, oh, they're tearing by a key. But Mishmura says, you should be mech v'lechatchila and not take a key with you. But if someone who does, you can't tell him it's mamshayla because they're on a tame, although the Mishmur and other achronim aren't very thrilled about these hadam. The machs will be the same thing, but yes, so machs you bring home. Worst case, you open it, usually got mishnayos and use it for. Yeah, you bring home, then you're running into big shaylas. But there might be more term there, you don't want to leave it there, there are other term, but usually you avoid these things because the term always very, very slim and they're not always so. Don't always apply across the board to all cases. Yeah, the key you could say, yeah, it's happened to most of us, you walk outside and oh no. Yeah, so there is that as well, but again, you deal with the rice usually, therefore it's kedai, it's always. The next halacha negates Yom Tov, again, it's across the board by Yom Tov, is every melacha you do, the Gemara of the Rishon, every single word, many, many drashas. Something that has to be shovel lekol nefesh. Classic phrase, shovel lekol nefesh. It's got to be something that everyone appreciates, everyone wants, everyone needs. If it's something that you want, but no normal person does this, they don't eat this, they don't do this, whatever malacha you want to do, and it's to produce something which no one does, then that's bechal not. But nichlal and shovel lekol, it's not a normal thing that everyone does, therefore there's no heter for such a thing. The classic shaila is medication. Before you get to that, medication is the first one the person discussed, because medication, a person who's he has a condition where he needs medicine A, medicine B, so he needs that medicine, no one else needs it. So you can't say, to carry the marshal. Someone last year, the child's father was in Salford and he left his medicine in Prestwich and he collapsed. And they wanted to know, can I get the medicine? The man said, he was okay, they got him up, but she had to have his medicine that day. They realized he forgot to take it and he left it in Prestwich. So there, you'd want to fetch medicine, it's not Shavakal Nefesh. No one else wants his medicine, only him. Or people in his little category. But B'derekhlal, most people don't need what he needs. Therefore, is it Shavakal Nefesh? You've got a problem. So the other person will say, no. It's Shavakal Nefesh, everyone needs it. Anyone who's in this matzav needs it. Pum Baruch Shem, you're not there yet. Many boys from attack a machmir here, they say no, it's not shalom kol nefesh, and therefore medication, these things are something you plan out for yontif. If you do need to move or take it somewhere, you avoid the shaila if you can. Again, you can't say mamash also, because again, like most things, tell them machlekes, but we don't want to get into machlekes, especially usually dealing with their ISIS. The next shaila, as he said, is smoking. The head of smoking was it shalom kol nefesh. Everyone needs it, everyone wants it. It's a regular, normal thing, like eating potatoes and smoking. So 100, 200 years ago already the poskim discussed that many people don't smoke, so how did shavu kol nefesh? There were many machmirim back then, but many people were makil because there were many makilim. The problem was the makilim were saying, because it's a regular thing, okay, you know, I am interested. Today it got a little bit worse, because people who don't smoke positively do not like the smell of smoke, don't like the taste of smoke, it makes them, they can't go near someone smoking. So it's not pshat that they're not interested, like, you know, I make fried potatoes and you're not interested. No, it's something which you positively detest, and there are many, many people that are in this category of people that don't like it. There was much harder to say shavu kol nefesh. So smoking, it's hard to say exactly what someone should do, but you should bear in mind that it's very, very shared, this shavu kol nefesh.
When it wasn't known as a health hazard, so most of it now, it's known.
Right, even then, most people did smoke. Right, so there are many reasons why today it's hard to shavu kol nefesh. There's a shaila of showers, which is really Wednesday night's shiur, but how that works with shavu kol nefesh, we'll discuss, Mr. Shem, Wednesday night. But all these things, it's got to be shavu kol nefesh, something that everyone appreciates. So if a person likes some interesting food, he likes his meat, I don't know, put boiled in water with something funny. So you could say that meat's a normal thing, water's a normal thing. Okay, you like it this way, I like it that way, that's okay. But smoking, which is completely off the map, it's something which is not connected to food, it's a different musug, that is much harder to say shavu kol nefesh. The next halach, which is negeh as well, tiyantiv, not so negeh, but it can happen, is achah sheyichel lechol nefesh, the pasuk says, hu levado yaseh lochem. Lochem must be for you, lochem v'loy legoy, lochem v'loy lebehema. You can't do anything for a goy, a behema, someone who's not from as well, someone who's a mumma, he says, that's it, he's had enough. Not someone who doesn't know, someone who says, I've had enough, that's it, finished with Yiddishkeit. Such a person as well, you can't cook or do any malacha for. Shachmar says, you can't even invite him to your house, because there he may cook for him. Classic shaila, someone who's got a child, never who's not from anymore, can you invite him home for yontif? You're not allowed to invite someone who doesn't believe, you can't bring this guy home. So they say today, he does believe, he doesn't believe, but you're always aware of the shaila, a goy for sure's also. Someone said he had a geneva day for yontif, and the police came around on yontif, was regularly the other week, it wasn't normally Shabbos, they don't come, but yontif was Monday, Tuesday, Monday morning the policeman rocks up to ask him questions, can you invite him to your house? He wants to give him a coffee, can you give him a coffee? There's many shailas by a goy you can't do any malacha for, and you can't even invite him to your house, because you made your malacha. So to animals, usually not so near, but someone told me his neighbor at the shaila where he ran out of dog food, cat food, I don't know, he had some dog or cat and he ran out of food. He wanted to go across the road and get it from his neighbor. To carry across the road, it's all. He got a malach of it's all. He carried across the road for your animal. Again, another problem. Even for your own animal, there's no difference. You can't do any malacha for a goy or your animal. You can feed them if there's no malacha. You can't do a malacha for a goy, someone who doesn't believe, or an animal. Oh, so someone is coming from, he believes, he just doesn't know.
Jewish.
So a goy, you're not allowed to invite to your house. Yeah, so this is the poison discusses case. That's what happens for many, sometimes many years before they become Jewish, before they're Megaya, they come to Eden and they join in and they. So that is a big shaila. Are you allowed to invite them? They're your owners. You can't go over to the Isa for that. So it's I did animal across the road. In a way that's more than give them food, or you give them some of your, I don't know, your Kugel. you got a problem. The poison that goes so fast is discussed in many hotels in Israel. That you go down to the kitchen, it's not always the most hamish of people working in the kitchen. I want to get people there, but you're not. They're not always so. So these people, we said you can't cook for them. The Shaitans are allowed to cook for themselves. These people are not allowed to have anything cooked for Yom Tov. So how can they cook for themselves? And it could be they ask all the food in the hotel. So the poison have a long arich, so they barely troubles discussing this shayla. How does it work? Can you cook? Can they cook? Many shaylas to get this, but the classic example is a girl you don't bring into the house. If it's a cleaner or something like that, which is a shivcha, it's not always the highest level of society of going, then the ahatem as well. We say you won't come to cook for them because they're just. So a cleaner, people have cleaners, like I've also had to bring. Okay, there you don't invite them for food, you invite them just to clean. But then to offer them a coffee would be okay, but you can't cook for them. It means water that's already cooked, you can give them tea, something that's already cooked, that's okay. But you can't go and cook for them. If you don't use tea bags on Jabbas, you're worried for special, you can't do it for the girl either. You can only do what you do on Jabbas. But to invite them to Jabbas would be also a shivcha or a cleaner, you'd have the zeta to invite Jabbas, but no malacha for them. Then we get to the actual malachas of Yom Tov. One of the first malachas that people don't realize is also like Shabbos, that is Dosh. Dosh is also just like Shabbos, no chiluk. It's not so negev, but it can happen with squeezing fruit. So you want to squeeze lemon onto your fish, you do like Shabbos, straight onto the food, like Shabbos. But to do any other variable which is not mut on Shabbos is also. Amos once told me that he doesn't use baby wipes on Shabbos because he's worried for this derisa of baby wipes. So he says, beyond if I use it, because Yom Tov, something no different. If you don't use on Shabbos, don't use Yom Tov. Use on Shabbos, use Yom Tov. But there's no difference to Shabbos and Yom Tov for Dosh. Dosh is the same halacha across the board. So baby wipes is the classic one, the squeezing. These different halachas, Dosh will be exactly the same, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Squeezing lemon into your tea, the shayla machlit chazin fishbro. Always think whatever you do on Shabbos, you do on Yom Tov for Dosh. Then you come to the most common halacha on Shabbos. Usually the most unknown as well. That's our good friend Boyer. Boyer comes in Shabbos and Yom Tov. How's it work by Boyer? So Boyer be'etzim is one of the malachas and mutaris in Yom Tov. Be'etzim is mutar to do Boyer in Yom Tov. That means Shabbos you've got a bone in the fish, so you work around the bone. Yom Tov you can pull out the bone, no problem. Yom Tov you can do whatever you want. However, not so simple. Firstly, there's a Rashba. There's a famous Rashba which the Taz be'alocha many says roi to be choishish for. Again, you can't say it's a chiv, but it's roi to be choishish for. And the Taz says by Shabbos we know there's 3 to 9. You got to have oichel and tich psoilas. You say the good from the bad. It's already done miyad, just before you eat, and biyad, with your hand and over the kli. The Rashba says that Yom Tov is exactly the same, but the heta of miyad, you can't apply it like everyone else, and it's mechmel like Shabbos. That means you only do it for now. So, not so again, but if a person wants to. Classic example, I had someone eat my meat a while ago, and I was telling them that. You know, if you go out to Shachris, well, the kids come down, you can't pull out, you don't want to pull out Nash for the kids, Shabbos morning. So you start mumbling through the cupboard, all the different Nash and stuff. You're Shaila Boyer. So what do you mean? I do this every week. You know, that's the classic example. I've been doing this for 30 years. People always say, okay, so. So he's telling me, I always do this. Wasn't it? That's how I pull the Nash the night before. So I could sleep as long as I like. Husband goes to Shachris, I could sleep. And the kids can have the Nash. That's usually a Melacha Boyer, because you're taking, filling through the cupboard, take this Nash, that Nash. So Yom Tov, you want to do the same thing. No, Batsim's Mutah, you can do Boyer on Yom Tov, no problem. But if you chosh for the Rashba, which he says, Kedai to do, then you don't do it before. You say, Oichel, Dech Pseiles, Pseiles, Dech Oichel, do what you like, but only Miyad. Kedai to do for the Rashba, only Miyad. There's a few of the, again.
For Yom Tov, then you can't do this.
Yes, if you could then put Yom Tov together, if you couldn't put the Nash out, it would make a mess, no way to put it, we didn't think of it, it doesn't make sense, not practical, then that's okay. But if you could then put Yom Tov, should do before Yom Tov. If you don't Yom Tov, no problem, but Miyad, could I do Miyad? Another halacha which is Negea and Boyer is a Kli Miyuchat for Boyer, again, not so Negea, is also. You can't use a Kli Miyuchat by Shabbos, you know any Kli that's meant, that's a sieve is a Shaila, okay, then we leave out a sieve, but most things which are a Kli Miyuchat for Boyer are also. The one Kli Miyuchat LeBoyer which people don't use on Shabbos, which has a heter on Yom Tov, is a peeler. A potato peeler, you want to peel an apple, peel potatoes, peel carrots, that's okay on Yom Tov, because a peeler is not a Kli. The main problem is a Kli that's used on a commercial level. It's a Kli that this is how they do in factories to do Boyer. A peeler is meant on a personal level, day to day, for a private person to use. Therefore, Shabbos is also, but on Yom Tov, it's going to be a heter to use a peeler if you need to. There's another shayla negayah to ulechus Yom Tov, which has big implications in Boyer, and that is that. Okay, getting ready for takeoff. That is that all the malachas we know is only oichel nefesh. That means you want to do a malach, you want to cook to eat food, no problem. You want to carry food outside, you want to go to your neighbor, borrow some milk, borrow some food. You're allowed to eat so, you're allowed to carry outside on Yom Tov for any malacha, for oichel nefesh, for food. How can you allowed to carry for other things? The marshal, you want to carry Arba Minim? How can you carry Arba Minim? You're not eating your esrog, at least not on Yom Tov. So how can you carry your Arba Minim? How can you do any malacha which is not food? Oh, so the answer is mitoich. Chazal tells us a klal. Mitoich shehutru l'tzorich eichal nefesh. Since it's mutav eichal nefesh, hutru na mishloi l'tzorich. It's mutav well shloi l'tzorich eichal nefesh. People sometimes think it means shloi l'tzorich klal. Clearly, it does not mean that. It means shloi l'tzorich eichal nefesh. You're allowed to do something, it's not tzorich eichal nefesh. But you can't do shloi l'tzorich klal. Something that has no use at all. Shulchan Aruch says you want to carry stones. This time you're playing outside, pick up some stones and walk around. That is also melach v'itzah. It's got to be a tzorich. That is mutav for mitoich. I mean, it's a malach which you can do for food, you're allowed to do as well for anything which is a tzarech. But it's going to be a tzarech yontif, it's going to be shavu kol nefesh, all the same to know. That's why you're allowed to carry outside. Why are you allowed to carry Arba Minim, your machzah, your talis, you're not eating that. Bitoich, you can carry food, you're allowed to carry something which is shavu kol nefesh and a tzarech yontif. There's a big machloik is achroinim, when do we say mitoich? It's on every malacha. Hoitzah, for sure we say itzah. Havar as well, flames, lighting a flame. How can you light your candles? You know, eating with the candles. Again, mitoich. Now, havar as well, we say across the board. Hoitzah, across the board, you can carry anything which is needed for yontif, no problem. There's a shaila, do we say about other malachas? Lamashul boyer, do we say mitoich and boyer? Comes the night before when you want to start fiddling through your posh cufflinks, you want to have this pair of cufflinks, this is your shavuos morning cufflinks, so you want to do boyer now for tomorrow. So you're doing boyer on cufflinks. So first you have the Rashba that says you don't do it for tomorrow. Fine, you know what for the Rashba. You do your things even though not me yet. But can you do boyer on something which is not food? Socks, ties, something you want to put out for tomorrow, your machsa. You always walk out the house like your machsa. You want to take it out tonight and put it on the table to remind you. On the okay, it's a shadow that's boyer by Sfarim. But if it is boyer by Sfarim, is there mitoich on other things other than food? This is a huge machlekes. The problem is the Mishpura brings down the halachos of mitoich and he doesn't write boyer. So some say it's left dafka, he brought down some of them, he didn't bring all of them. Some say no, he dafka left out boyer. So again, you got a big machlokes here. Again, can't say it's also, but it's kedai to be mechmeh. So if you want to take out your machzah the night before, you'd have both these shailas. You have the Rashba, which you don't do for tomorrow. Again, it's a chumrah. Can't say it's also the chumrah, kedai to do. And you have the second shailah of mitoich. Is there mitoich on other things? Is it only food, or is it anything? By boyer, does it apply to anything? So you have these two reasons to be mechmeh. If you can, by boyer, for mitoich and for the Rashba. Oh, then he comes to Toichen, which again, men usually don't even think about these things. And when I was young, I went to a shiur on Hilchos Shabbos and he talks about making a salad. So men usually completely switch off when it comes to these things. You know, salads, I don't know, I don't do these things. But it's kedai to know because you might get asked how exactly you go around these melachos and Shabbos. So it comes to Toichen, you want to cut vegetables. Then if you know, it doesn't always come like that unless you buy in Deli and Dan ready to cut up. But normally you have to actually go and cut them up. You know, men don't always cut these things. You gotta go cut the vegetables. Now, to cut them up very fine is toichen. Toichen means to crush, pulverize, grate, bring any entity down to smaller particles. So when you take a cucumber and start slicing, you've got a problem with toichen. So on Shabbos, we know you do a samach l'suda, slightly larger. Beyond as well, you do that, no problem. But if you don't want to do that, can you do toichen? So as we said earlier, you can only do it if you couldn't have done before yontif. So grab the cucumbers is a good example, because cucumbers normally, if you do it too early, it starts drying out, and they lose their freshness. So you'd have the heter that any melocha, which the taste would be compromised, if you do before yontif, you do a yontif. However, toichen, the achreinim are still machme. They say, because toichen is a very easy shinoi, you should always apply the shinoi. And the shinoi is, like we said, either you do like Shabbos slightly larger, or you do on the table, straight on the table, not on a plate, not on a tray, straight on the table, on the sideboard, you do it straight on there. That's the shinoi for toichen. And the achreinim say, you should always apply that shinoi, especially if you have sveikas. Something which in Gansen gets ruined, hard thing of an example. Maybe onion, something which completely loses its taste, then you do have to apply the shinoi. But most things we apply the shinoi, so you want to cut, slice, dice. Anything on Yom Tov, you do it straight onto the side, not onto a plate. And then you have the shinoi for toichen. Sorry?
You can't even onion overnight, so you have to do it
for Shabbos. Right, the onion, yeah, so you have the onion, unless you mix it into the salad, right, for Yom Tov, you have the onion. So there, the simple is to straight onto the side, you have no problem at all. Losh, make a mixer, like we said, you want to make the flour and water to thicken up your soup, whatever you want to do, any sort of losh. Then there, if you can, if you do like Shabbos, no problem. If you want to do it regularly, that's also okay, as long as you couldn't have done it for Yom Tov. So it's got to be something you couldn't have done for Yom Tov. And here as well, it's got to apply to food. The shayla is by medicine, some medicines need have sort of consistency, you have to mix it with other things. So that wouldn't be a shayla because it's not food. This is not a shavu kol nefesh, or this is a sovik of a shavu kol nefesh, but a classic food, no problem at all, if it would have got ruined. If it wouldn't get ruined, you could have made it for Yom Tov, no reason why not. Then you should do it with a shinoi, like Shabbos, when you put it in the other way, like Shabbos. Another halacha negeh to making salads, which
people aren't aware about on Shabbos, I'm not sure why not. That is, you're not allowed to pour salt or sugar onto anything raw on Shabbos. That means you have a salad, or you have fruit, you want to pour sugar or salt onto the salad, as is it to pour salt onto anything on Shabbos, straight as it is. Rather, you have to pour oil, or mayonnaise, which is basically oil, something like that, which neutralizes the salt. As you pour salt onto something, it starts salting it, it draws out the liquids like we do meat. How do you catch meat? You pour on salt, it draws out the blood. Anything you pour salt on, it draws out the liquids. So if it's cooked, there's no problem. If it's something raw, like a salad, vegetables, then you can't pour salt on Shabbos without putting oil or mayonnaise, something like that, water, something like that first, then it's okay. Shabbos by Seitanite, when you start dipping in the carapace into salt water, again, it's the same salt, same Shabbos, they have salt water, which is another gzera, to dip in as well, you do one at a time, so one at a time is okay to salt, but once you make a salad, it's loose the pieces together, you can't put salt on Shabbos, unless you put mayonnaise oil first. So too Yontov, people aren't aware, it's big machlokes rishonim, the Ramah says, we pesken like the Shitta, who holds that Yontov as well as Asa, that for Yontov, you do salting on your salad, like you do on Shabbos, no difference. Then you come to the Shaila of Havara. Flames, you want to light a flame? People are not aware. I remember when Yontov, someone came to light candles and he said, Hashalai, is there the matches? They're about to strike the match. I completely forgot. Yontov, we don't strike new flames. We always take a flame from somewhere else. Why don't we strike new flames? Like we said, any malach you could have done beforehand, you have to beforehand. Fire is something that you can always have beforehand. There's no reason not to have a flame. Therefore, you always have to have a flame ready for Yontov. And if you don't have one, there's a big shalai. If you don't have one, I'm stuck. Every malach said, if you're stuck, you're okay to do it. Havara is one exception, even if you're stuck. They talk about if you're in the midbar, you manage in the middle of nowhere, you've got no flame, then maybe a tear. But if you can get it from someone else, you can always go get a flame. You'll be careful, it usually goes out. Which is another shaila, you're not allowed to go outside with a flame if you 50-50 will go out. It's got to be that you're sure it won't go out. So you can get it from your neighbor in a way that you're confident, put it in a cup or something like that, it won't go out. But we don't like new flames on Yontov. It comes to the classic shaila, famous Bachleks Magram and Igris Moshe. When you've got a pot on the flame and it's bubbling away, it's going to get ruined, it's going to burn, it's going to evaporate all the soup. So what do you do then? We know you can't put a flame on Yontov. Flame is everything to put out. It's never Oichal Nefesh put it out. But if it's burning your food, maybe it's Oichal Nefesh. I've got to put this flame out to keep my food, otherwise my food will be gone. So there are those, the Machalik among Rabban and Igros Moshe, whether you put the flame lower, because you're doing Machabash Letzorich Yontov, putting the flame out to enable your food to be okay. That is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, no, just light a new one. It's better to light a new flame than to put out the old one. So that's Machlokes. Do you light a new one, a new smaller one? Or do you put lower the bigger one? Lemaisa, sorry?
You can't light a new one.
Why can't light a new one? You've got a flame, you have to take a match.
There's four. There's all on the hottest, for example.
Oh, so if you've got, oh, that's the other example. You can't do anything about it, then everyone would agree to have the heta. But this machlokes and this heta usually is not nagea, because anytime you can avoid such a thing, which especially machlokes like that, for sure you avoid it. The simple way to avoid it is you put a blech on, you raise up the pot, put it half off. There's many ways to avoid all shay. You're running into again, shaylas of da'aseh here. Many ways to avoid it. So if you raise the pot, put a blech on, just like that, you have no shafik. If you can't do it, then you have the heta to turn it down, where you can't put on a new flame. Electric oven, for sure you don't mess with, because there's many, if it's on and then it goes off, you take out the food, that's okay. But once it's on, you start putting things in and out. You've got all sorts of stuff going on inside there. It's got the thermostat, and it checks when it needs to raise the temperature and the light, and many shilas with electric ovens. Therefore, electric ovens, you put on timer, it goes off. Once it's off, you take out the food. But to mess with them on Shabbos, you've got many, on the Yontov, many sfeikas. There's a shilas by the new type of the gas stove is not so new actually, go back a while. They have a mechanism that they don't let gas out till the flame's there. And it works with an electric mechanism that they raise this, they put a whole safe on the stereo troll that they start to bring these ovens there. How it works is, till the flame, the little beeper starts, the pilot light starts flickering, it won't let any gas out. How does it work? It's got a sensor, the magnet and the electricity that stops the gas coming out. So to light a new flame on the Yontov on such a stove top, you have a problem. So if you know when you have a power cut, your gas stove still works, there's no electric flow, that's okay, because you know it's not dependent on electricity. But once it starts, it doesn't work without electricity on, you know you've got problems with this stove top, and you don't want to put a new flame on the Yontov. Okay, that's with ovens and flame tops. You come to Shaila of Avdalah. Avdalah, this is where Avdalah, first night, Yontov. So there's the big Shaila. We know you normally have an Avukah, you have a flame, not only a flame for Avdalah, you have an Avukah, you have a double flame, two flames together. So here the boys can discuss, can you put the flames together? If they are together, can you separate them? Can you light a Avdalah candle on Yontov? Because again, it's Havara. What's the Tzorech? Tzorech for a mitzvah. Is that called the Tzorech? Put them together. Once they're together, they're wax. Can you pull them apart? There's many, many sfeikas here. The best option is, if you can, again, it's a huge shaila, a lot discussed about this. The best answer is, if you have your Yontov candles, you can make Avdalah on that. Again, it's not across the board, there are machmir even on that. But if you do such a thing, you completely avoid most of the shailas with Havara and Yantuf. But if you haven't got them in the room, or you don't want to, you haven't got that set up, then you've got to check exactly how to light a Havdalah candle, because it's not always so simple. The others, people who just don't make a bracha by Reish when it comes to Yantuf, because there's too many shailas involved. But if you do have, you got the electric light, can you light a new light? Is it a tzerich? Is it not called tzerich? It relies on Mogan Avram by Hilchus Pesach. It's a
LED light.
Yeah, LED for sure. You can't. So there are many tzerich. People put one match in and just the Pesach problem is the Shulchan Aruch says if you have a big madur, a big flame, and you take out one piece of wood, it's a problem. Right, it's not Shulchan Aruch, it's a remote. You take out a piece of wood, it's a problem. So when you have a flame together, two matches, and you put one apart, why is it not the same problem? So some say it is, some say it isn't. Again, you're entering a huge zone of machlokes. Now, I've told you, you've got to watch out with these shailas. Hoytzah, you can't carry anything on yontif. We said earlier, it's not a tzarech yontif. The shailas are very ribu b'shurin. You push out a buggy, and under the buggy is all sorts of things that you don't need. You know, all sorts of kids, just everything gets chucked under the buggy. You've got five dummies under there. You don't need five dummies. Can you push this buggy out on yontif? Again, we're talking about, we don't have an air, we don't rely on an air. Can you push this buggy out? You're carrying on yontif, shailah tzarech. So he said, carry shalit tzarech zasa. This is a little bit different because ribu b'shurin. You got ribu b'shurin. You're taking many things together in one big package. There's a big shaila you're allowed to do that. As the famous story that Shmir Shabbos writes, that you are allowed to take out such a thing, no problem, push the buggy out, no problem, on yontif, because ribu b'shurin. And he writes, this is the old Shmir Shabbos, he writes, this is maramokam, ikris moisha. Ikris moisha, Ramosha talks about a person goes out, he wants to smoke on yontif again. These were in the pre-danger days where smoking was still okay on yontif, and you go out with a box of cigarettes to have a cigarette. So Ramosha says, you got in the box 20 cigarettes, you ain't smoking 20 cigarettes now, you have 10 minutes, you're smoking one. Ramosha says, no problem. So Shmir Shabbos writes, that's the maramokam, you're allowed to carry many things on yontif. So Ramosha wrote them a letter. Ramosha says that my children, because Moshe is no right for you. And Fakir, it's completely different. I Fakir, a whole different. He says, buy the cigarettes. Every cigarette you shaykh to smoke. You smoke the first one, smoke the second one. They're all a tzarek, because anyone you could say, this one I want. But when you take the buggy out with other things in it, that's no shaykh to me. You've got a bunch of keys. One key you need, the rest of the keys you don't need. If it's cigarettes where anyone you can have, that's okay. Because everyone is shaykh to Ruf Ishurin. But once you know that 19 out of 20 are not shaykh to what you need, Ramosha writes that I don't hold his mutter. So Shmir Shabbos grabbed the left halacha here and they just changed the maramokum and they wrote it on their own platers. So you have machlekes because Moshe and Shmir Shabbos here when you have other things. So again, with the buggy, you go out and manage, okay, manage a little bit unpredictable if you need the rain cover or not. But if you go out in a normal country where you know it's not raining and you take things with you like that on the buggy, Shabbos, do you have to take them off? The rain cover, which is always in, you just leave it in because in case you may need it, or you got a bag with other things in your machzor with different papers in, all you're allowed to carry these things. Subject to this machlekes, and it's kedai to be mechmeh. Just to end off one halacha, which is kami, it's also negay. When it's negay, you want to know it, and that is the yontif sheni. There's one heta, only one heta across the board, and that is the allowed to ending for refuah. So refuah is mutter yontif sheni. Again, hopefully it shouldn't be negay. When it's negay, you want to know it. And finally, the last halacha is the Rambam says the main mitzvah of yontif, the main mitzvah of the entire yontif is simcha of aniyim to give stock at aniyim that they should be happy yontif as well. And with that, Hashem, we should be zeicha to a nice yontif.
Oh, so that's when I finished.